Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm John Kamensky, and this morning's conversation is with Dr. Jonathan Perlin, the Undersecretary for Health at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Joining us in our conversation is Vernicia Lee. Dr. Perlin, could you tell us how the veterans population has changed over time and what it'll look like in the future and how this is going to affect the Veterans Health Administration?
Thanks, John, for the question. The veterans population is relatively stable through 2022, and today there are about 25 million veterans. Overall, the veterans population is aging a bit, and sadly, some of the most senior veterans of World War II are beginning to pass away at fairly high rates. But over the next two decades, veterans of Korea and the Vietnam War become more senior. And about half of the veterans we take care of will be over age 65. The number of older old veterans, those who are over age 85, will triple over the next 5 years in that short a period of time. As well, though, I don't want people to think that VA is just older veterans. In fact, all one need do is look at a picture of today's military and you realize that 14% of the military are women. And in some places, as many as 20% of our outpatients under 50 are women. And so when I said earlier, on the basis of our transformation of quality, that we are not your father's VA, we're also not your father's VA in terms of the demographics. We take care of lots of veterans and even active duty service members who are in their 20s and 30s and 40s. We take care of women and offer all range of age-appropriate and gender-specific care. And we've talked a lot of numbers about performance. I'm proud to say that VA is the national benchmark in providing breast cancer screening and cervical cancer screening. So we want to make sure that for women we offer the highest quality, age-appropriate, gender-specific care as well. So in many ways, not your father's VA.
Well, what do you anticipate the next 5 to 10 years in terms of what's going to happen in the Veterans Health Administration?
Well, I think VA doesn't want to react to the next 10 years. We want to anticipate the next 10 years, and the next 10 years in medicine and healthcare are tremendously exciting. I think the rest of the world may catch up to us in terms of the electronic health record, so we actually want to be ahead of the curve in bringing these new technologies to veterans. Let me give you some examples of what I think are coming down the pike in healthcare. I think healthcare will be increasingly decentralized. The hospital will be a place that's really reserved for emergency care and surgery and intensive care. Much more care will go on in the community. Much more care will be medication-oriented. And already, if you look around, we see imaging centers and surgical centers. I believe there'll be blood draw centers. And even, I don't want to name any name brands, but there are clinics where patients can get care within 30 minutes. And this is in private sector. I think that the healthcare will increasingly decentralize. And what's so important about that is not only will it be more convenient, but information becomes all the more important in terms of linking all of that information together. What about the information we bring to the care of patients? Well, we're into an era where right now electronic health records can provide decision support, reminders for flu shots, reminders for pneumonia screening, cholesterol checking, the sorts of things that I've mentioned. The future is even more exciting. The future suggests that now that the human genome has been sequenced, that when I go to my doctor in the future, on the basis of my unique genetic makeup, they will be able to make better choices in terms of which medication will work. And perhaps even more remarkable in terms of which medications to avoid, which ones are going to have bad, perhaps even fatal side effects. And VA, we want to make sure that as our health record matures, that we can be there to harness the power of genetic information to make sure that we provide patients with truly personalized health care in the future. And so the future is very, very exciting about making sure that we build in to the VA health system as system properties, safety, protecting patients from errors, quality, making sure that the care is consistently reliable, efficiency, making sure that the taxpayers' resources, the veterans' resources, are used to provide the maximal health benefit, and in terms of making sure that we know why a patient's there, or being able to use technology in the community to help an older veteran age successfully in home, maintain not only a community relationship, but perhaps even a spousal relationship of 60 years by supporting them with technologies in their home. We believe we can even build in not only safety, effectiveness, efficiency, but compassion. And so the future is just tremendously exciting, both for VA and the rest of healthcare.
What other goals, Dr. Perlin, would you like to see VHA accomplish, and what role do you see IT playing in VHA meeting those goals in the future?
Well, I think the electronic health record and information technologies will really be the glue that holds all of information, all of healthcare together, particularly with the decentralization I was mentioning. There are so many challenges to current healthcare that the ability to combat medical errors, the ability to build in quality, and to be truly compassionate, I think, are the aspirations. And being able to harness the power of understanding people's genetic makeup will be not evolutionary, but revolutionary in terms of being able to bring the right treatment to the right patient at the right time.
You're such a visionary. What are some of the future challenges you think VHA will be faced with, and how do you plan to address them?
Well, I think the challenge is constant. Our mission is simple. We mm-hmm. care for veterans, mm-hmm. and whatever the current world events, like returning for combat veterans and providing the best rehabilitative care, to the challenges of healthcare overall, caring for an aging population, to the challenges of new diseases. And I hope that we never experience an epidemic like SARS, but being able to combat potential epidemics, be it an influenza epidemic, VA has to be at the forefront in terms of doing the research, translating that research to clinical practice, and making the experience of VA available to all Americans. As we believe, in many instances, our electronic health record and performance measurement, a model for health policy and improved health outcomes for all Americans. And the opportunity to do that in an environment where we're training tomorrow's health professionals means that we really can help to provide a service not just to veterans, but to the country.
Dr. Perlin, we always like to close our show with the same question. What advice would you give to a person interested in a career in public service, especially in public health?
Well, the advice I give them is that there is no organization I can think of with a more noble mission than caring for America's veterans. And we would welcome those people who are visionary and passionate and dedicated and skilled to look at a career in VA. I should tell you that our website is www.va.gov. And on that website, you can find employment resources, or you can also learn more about VA. You can also learn more about the patient's personal health record. Two-thirds of it are available today, and full access for patients who are part of our system will be available on Veterans Day 2005. And the website for veterans, not just those who are using VA, but the website for health information and maintaining your personal health record is www.myhealth.va.gov, and the overall website, www.va, that's Victor Alpha for you veterans, .gov.
Well, thank you. Renisha and I want to thank you for fitting us in your busy schedule and joining us this morning. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Dr. Jonathan Perlin, the Undersecretary for Health at the Veterans Health Administration, which is in the Department of Veterans Affairs. Be sure to visit us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's www.businessofgovernment.org. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm John Kamensky. Thank you for listening.